Section 6 of A Third Rubaiyat Miscellany. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. 25 Quatrains translated by Tinsley Pratt from Persephone in Hades and Other Poems. Behold, I kneel, though sinful to the core, my life is now with sorrow darkened o'er, nor am I hopeless of thy mercy, save that little service have I shown before. Creation's first and last, of thee I pray that thou wilt set me in the clearer way. Till now I followed but the lure of sin, a prodigal, although my years are grey. Lend me thine ear, while open stands the door, I bow me down with sorrow stricken sore. The master of the tavern stands agape to find me kneeling thus upon the floor. Do with me as thou wilt, or cherish me, or let me suffer in the flame for thee. 'Tis well the tavern haunter hears my grief, that he the snare of sin may quickly flee. Khayyam, what talk is this of grief and sin? How shouldst thou hope the meed of grace to win by fruitless whining at the door of fate? Thinkest thou there are no others of thy kin? He knew who breathed into this life of mine, I should not scorn the treasures of the vine. Then let the churlish one say what he will, since I was born to sing of love and wine. In cell and college some may seek for grace, and yearn to look upon the prophet's face. Brothers, if ye but read the Quran well, the touch shall come within a little space. Upon the goblet is a text enwrought, which men read ever, but they have not sought the veiled truth, and lacking this, I say their dreams and hopes alike shall come to naught. Hear thou the word from Khayyam. Though men say thou mayst not rob upon the world's highway, the truth runs, couldst thou read it but aright, let not man's blame the hand of justice stay. Forbear thy wrath, so far as in thee lies, give pain to none, but look with gentle eyes upon thy brother's fault, so shalt thou dwell with those the world doth hold exceeding wise. Few friends are best. Why wilt thou ope thy mind to every chance acquaintance of thy kind? He whom thou boldest, dear, perchance, shall prove at utmost need unstable as the wind. Scorn not the mean artificer of earth, nor coldly glance on those of humble birth, for know, thou proud one, that some hovel poor ere this hath reared the life of sovereign worth. Ah, woe to him that feels not passion's sway, his life no morrow hath, nor yesterday. Dull clod of earth, without heart, cheering love, far better thou wert buried neath the clay. Come, fill the cup, the day breaks like snow, I feel the blood within me pulse and glow. Cast yonder log of aloe on the fire, and with the lute will banish care and woe. Thou hypocrite, why all this outward show? If inward grave be thine, shall he not know? Lay thou aside this garment of thy sin, not for an hour eternity forego. Regard my virtues one by one, I pray. My faults at every 10 do thou but stay. The burden of my guilt lies in his hand, and all the errors of my earthly way. Take heed, the sword of destiny is keen. If fortune place thy wanton lips between the almond sweets of life, receive them not, for subtle poison lurketh there unseen. What though my words have oft been laughed to scorn? Impotent are the lives of woman born. Yet hear me still, how great soe'er thou be, thou canst not stay the coming on of dawn. The girdle of my woes hath many years, I water Oxus with my frequent tears, yet hell to me is but an hour of care, and paradise a life devoid of fears. Today is sweet, why talk of yesterday? Thou canst not bid the breeze of spring to stay, and this same rose that blooms tonight may fall, or ere the morrow's dawn awakens grey. Tomorrow is not thine, nor hast thou power to stay thy going for a single hour. Rejoice thy heart, and but remember this, if not the seed-time, thou hast known the flower. As o'er the sandy desert wastes, the wind sweeps on, and leaves no trace for man behind, so sweeps the torrent of my grief through me, nor holdeth habitation in my mind. Yon vault of blue that canopies my head shall nourish still the earth when I am dead. Why should I grieve? Or shall it be my gain to sorrow ere my lusty days are fled? Within yon azure dome I read no grief. Why should I render pleasure then more brief? My life is but a day within his eye, and passeth with the falling of the leaf. Unconquerable fate, can nothing turn thy purpose from the life I cannot spurn? Then, sweet-faced bearer of the golden cup, give me to drink ere I to dust return. End of section 6.